April 4, 1931. The I love you is thunder, the divine will is heaven, our humanity is earth. The pains of the heart of Jesus. Exchange of life. The divine will, origin, means an end. My abandonment in the arms of the Most Holy Supreme will continues. And even though I feel myself under the thick clouds of inexpressible bitternesses, that take away from me the beauty of the divine light, and if I feel it, it is behind these clouds yet, as I say my I love you and do my acts in the fiat, the thunder is formed. And unleashing the lightning, it rips the clouds open, and through those rips the refulgent light enters into my soul and brings me the light of the truth that Jesus wants to manifest to his little creature. It seems to me that the more I repeat my I love you, the more often I thunder and lightning. And these lightnings, piercing the clouds, wound my highest good, Jesus, who, wounded, sends me his light as herald of his little visit to his embittered daughter. So, while I was in this state, my beloved Jesus came in a pitiful and afflicted state. He had his arms broken from the great offenses received. And throwing himself into my arms, he asked me for help in so many pains. I was unable to resist, and while clasping him in my arms, I felt his pains being communicated to me by so many, as to feel myself dying. So I fell into the abyss of my painful state. Fiat. Fiat. But the thought of being able to relieve Jesus with my little pains gave me peace. And although Jesus had left me alone in the pains, later he came back and told me, my daughter, true love can do nothing, nor can it suffer, if it does not share it with she who loves me. How sweet is the company of dear ones in the pains. Their company mitigates my pains, and I feel as if they were giving life back to me. And to feel life being given back to me by dint of pains is the greatest love that I find in the creature. And I give her my life again in exchange. So, the love is so great, that they exchange the gift of life, one for the other. But do you know who drew me into your arms to ask you for help in my pains? The continuous thundering of your I love you, that, making bolts of lightning, drew me to come to throw myself into your arms to ask you for relief. Moreover, you must know that my divine will is heaven, your humanity is earth. Now, as you keep doing your acts in it, you take heaven. And the more acts you do, the more room you take in this heaven of my fiat. And while you take heaven, my will takes your earth, and heaven and earth are fused together and remain dissolved, one within the other. After this, I continued my abandonment in the divine fiat, and blessed Jesus came back with his heart open, from which blood was pouring. And in that divine heart one could see all the pains of Jesus, that he suffered in all the parts of his divine person, all centered in the heart. Even more, in it was the place and the origin of all his pains that, spreading through all of his most holy humanity, rose back like many rivulets into his most holy heart, bringing to it the torment that his whole divine person suffered. And Jesus added, my daughter, how much I suffer. Look at this heart of mine, how many wounds, how many sorrows, how many pains it hides. It is the refuge of all pains. There is no sorrow, nor spasm, nor offense, that does not pour into this heart of mine. My pains are so many, that unable to bear the bitterness, I keep looking for one who wants to accept a few little particles of these pains, to have a sigh of relief. And when I find her, I keep her so dear to me, that I cannot leave her ever again, nor do I feel lonely anymore. I have someone whom I can make comprehend my pains, to whom I can confide my secrets, and in whom I can pour my flames of love that consume me. This is why I often ask you to accept part of my pains, because they are many. And if I don't go to my children to ask for relief, to whom should I go? I would remain like a father without children, who either has no offspring, or his ungrateful children have abandoned him. Ah! No, no, you will not abandon me. Isn't it true, my daughter? And I, my Jesus, I will never abandon you. But you will give me grace, You will help me in my present conditions, and you know how painful they are. My Jesus, help me. And I too say to you from the heart, oh please. Do not abandon me, do not leave me alone. Oh, how vividly I feel the need of you. Help me. Help me. And Jesus, assuming a sweeter appearance, took my poor soul in his hands, and in the depth of it he wrote, I place my divine will in this creature, as origin, means and end. And then he repeated, my daughter, I place my divine will in your soul's origin of life, from which all your acts will descend, as though from one single point. And diffusing in all your being, in the soul and in the body, they will make you feel the palpitating life of my divine will in you, that will hide within itself, as though inside a sacrarium, all your acts as continuation from its divine origin. Now, by having my divine will as origin, you will remain fully ordered in your Creator, and will recognize that every origin comes from God, and will give us the glory and the requital of love of all created things, which have come out of our creative hands. By doing this, you will embrace the work of creation, of which we were the origin, the life and the preservation. From the origin you will pass to the means. You must know that man, by withdrawing from our divine will, denied the origin and disordered himself. And he remained vacillating, without support, without strength. At each step, he felt himself pushed to fall, as though feeling the ground missing under his feet, and heaven, over his head, in act unloading itself upon him in a fierce storm. Now, a means was needed in order to firm up the earth and make heaven smile, and here is my coming upon earth, as means to reunite heaven and earth, God and man. So, to one who has my divine will as origin, the means is revealed, and she will embrace the whole work of redemption, and will give me the requital of the love and the glory of all the pains that I suffered in order to redeem man. Now, if there is the origin and the means, there must be the end. The end of man is heaven, and for one who has my divine will as origin, all of her acts flow into heaven, as the end that her soul must reach, and as the origin of her beatitude that will have no end. And if you have my divine will as end, you will give me the glory and the requital of the love for having prepared a celestial fatherland for creatures, as their happy dwelling. Therefore, be attentive, my daughter, and I seal in your soul my divine will as origin, means and end, that will be for you life, the safe guide, the support, and will lead you in its arms to the celestial fatherland. Fiat.